Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV, social channels, everything. We got Twitter. We got YouTube. We got Twitch. We got TikTok. What's going on, everybody? Hope you're all doing well. Hope you're having a good Tuesday. Packers are somewhat off. No practice today, although they did have picture day, which is always very exciting. They'll be back on the practice field tomorrow afternoon, and we will get our first injury designations of the season. First injury report, always a very exciting time, mostly because it's the shortest one of the year, and then we all know what happens after that. Hope you're all doing well. Good to see everybody in the comments section already mixing it up. Hello to all the regulars showing up. Let's give a shout out, speaking of regulars, to Ticket King. That's right, our good friends over at Ticket King have been based in Wisconsin since 1992 and are staffed with experienced, friendly, and knowledgeable folks that can help you with anything Packers ticket related. They also partner with local Green Bay businesses for tailgates and bus transportation to the games. They are open on game day for last-minute tickets, upgrades, and they even have a drive-through window. You can go to their website using the link in the description of this video, or you can go to the Cheesehead TV app, go to the schedule, and you'll find links for each game, both home and away. Ticket King, they've got everything you need for Packers tickets. Everything you need, what you need to be doing is hanging out with us here on YouTube with the Carry the G Club. That's right, we're kicking off the 2022 season with a brand new way for Packers fans worldwide to hang out with us here at Cheesehead TV. It's the Carry the G Club. Members get custom loyalty badges, special Cheesehead TV emojis featuring Corey and myself, access to our weekly virtual happy hour to come hang out and talk Packers all year long. The next one is tonight. So what are you waiting for? Join the Carry the G Club. It's as easy as tapping that join button you see on the desktop version of YouTube. Do it, folks. Do it. Much like the people here in the comment section are doing it. They're saying, what's up? What's up, Logan? How are you? Travis, game week. You darn right, it's game week. Kurt Benkert. That's right. Tom Grassi breaking the news that Kurt Benkert had a workout with the Chicago Bears. Makes sense. Luke Getsy, who's their offensive coordinator, was the quarterback coach in Green Bay, has brought the McVay-style, Shanahan-style system to Chicago. So Kurt knows the system. Getsy knows Kurt. It all makes a world of sense. I hate it. I hate the idea of Kurt Benkert in a Chicago Bears uniform, but that's the way the league works. And, you know, shout out to Benkert. I hope he gets the gig. I really do. I had seen something, I think it was on TikTok, where he had said he was possibly signing with some other league, but hopefully this gets him back in the NFL. Saul, thanks for the super chat. Rashawn Gary is a dark horse defensive player of the year. You know what's so funny? As a Packers fan, it doesn't feel like it should be a dark horse candidate, right? It feels like he should be an obvious candidate. But I'm telling you, man, the disrespect of Rashawn Gary around the league, both, I guess, from a media standpoint, but also within the league itself, if you're to believe the top 100 player vote, and some of the kind of anecdotal kind of missives from other players around the league when they talk about top pass rushers. Rashawn Gary, got to put some respect on his name, I think, and hopefully this season will start to do that, because we all know, as Packers fans, what a monster, what a beast, how Bane-like he truly is. Hopefully this year puts him in that conversation for good. Lance, thanks for the super chat. Thoughts? Lance, I love that you paid $10 for that. I really appreciate the support. And let me tell you, sir, I most certainly do have some thoughts. I have so many thoughts. Thoughts that I just can't contain. I have so much thought. So many different thoughts. I thank you, buddy. I thank you very much. Do I think Lazard plays? Ooh, TikTok, always asking the hard questions. Let me answer that tomorrow when we get our first injury report of the week. Sitting here today, no, I wouldn't be surprised if he played. I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't play. Tomorrow, we'll have a much better idea how he's listed on that injury report, what exactly the injury is, etc., what he possibly does during practice. Wednesday will give us much better determination, and I will feel a lot better about answering that question than I would today. We shall see, though. Derek, thank you for joining the Carry the G Club, buddy. Really appreciate the support. Welcome aboard. What about Bob? Are we just naming random movies now? What about Bob? I love it. I love it. What else we got? Time to bury the Vikings. There you go. Now we're talking some sense here. Lieutenant JFK 420. Hope you're doing well, man. Thanks for checking out the stream on the old Twitch. Speaking of Twitch, Alanoy says, media talking heads look at box scores and stats. They haven't been paying attention to Gary's growth like we have been. They don't know of the reckoning that he is about to wreck on this league. I like it. I like where your head's at. 100%. I mean, he's just going to have to continue to lay waste to quarterbacks and finally get some people paying attention to him. Carl, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags, I really hope we get set a tone running in the first half so that our rookie receivers have a few plays to settle down in the game. I hear you. I mean, they'll be thrown into the fire regardless, whether they are thrown too early in the game, whether they're thrown too later in the game. It's still their first NFL game. There are going to be some nerves. There's no doubt about it. It'd be nice to get the offense in a rhythm, though. No question about it. Get them firing off the ball a little bit. We'll see how much they actually play. You know, Rodgers has talked a lot about the experience factor, production over potential, etc. We'll see how the Packers feel about putting those guys out there on Sunday. So many thoughts. They call you Big Talker. Well played, Krista. Well played. Big Talker. That's still one of my favorite comments ever. I am literally two blocks away from that horrible stadium at work. The people over here are already unbearable. Oh, Derek. This is the worst week to be in the Minneapolis area. No question about it. Leading up to a Packers game. My sister lives in Minneapolis, so trust me, I hear all about it. Gary gets 15 sacks this year. 15! All right. Now we're talking. Let's go. Let's go. I'm down with it. We're going to punch Minnesota in the mouth. That's what I'm talking about. How's Christian Watson looking at practice? Could he have an immediate impact with Rodgers? Well, Joey, we don't get to watch practice now. Media is not allowed during team portions. They get to watch basically stretch, take attendance, and then they're kicked out. You know, LaFleur is pretty non-committal about Christian Watson even playing in the game on Sunday. So we'll see. I think it's going to be some time to get him into the mix on a regular basis. That doesn't mean they can't have, you know, a package or two, some plays that they feel comfortable with him out there for, but I don't think he's going to see a ton of playing time, even if he is up. TKM, good to see you at your post, buddy. Where can I get a download of the new release by your band, Motormen? That's Motel Men, my friend. Let's get some download money, Kitten Fun. Oh, you can download it for free on SoundCloud. We're not trying to make any money on this. Go to SoundCloud, buddy. I put out the link there. If you check my Twitter feed a couple days ago, on Friday when it came out, there's a download link on SoundCloud. You can do it for free. But if you are dying to buy it, you can go to iTunes. It's available there. Walker sets a rookie sack record. Edward, that's a bold claim for an inside backer, although, yes, he will be rushing from the edge at times. We saw some of that during training camp. I think that's a tall order for the position he plays and how much he's probably going to have to acquiesce to either Campbell when there's only one linebacker on the field and or when they go into multiple sub packages where he's probably off the field. It's going to be hard, but we'll see. Hey, man. If you will it, it is no dream. I'm down for it. Let's do it. Be watching you on Sunday, Nags. Let's go Pack. Mark, that's what I'm talking about. That's right, the return of the Cheesehead TV watch party on Sunday afternoon. Corey, myself, all of you, Carry the G members, Packers fans all over the world. Let's go, people. And speaking of Corey and myself, we'll be debuting the latest season of Packer Transplants tomorrow night. That's right. Packer Transplants Live returns to YouTube tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Lambeau time. Going to be a good time. Hope to see you guys there. Nags, I need a Lord of the Rings or Game of Thrones metaphor for this season. Cameron, you'll get one on Sunday. How's that? Not quite ready to commit to either yet, but I'm close. I mean, we already did a Tom Bombadil shirt for you. What more do you people need? Zach Tom Bombadil is out here. Come on. Nags, do you see Walker having a similar role as Micah Parsons? I don't know about a similar role, Eric. I think that's a really good question. I think he could have a similar impact. I think the role will be a little different simply because of the schemes. The, you know, very kind of different structures to what Dan Quinn does and what Barry's doing with the Fangio style. But as far as like, maybe not even statistically, but as far as having an impact on the overall defense, he certainly will have Parsons like somewhat of a, I'm not going to say like, it's not going to be like revolutionary or anything like that, but the way they kind of roll packages in, the way they're probably going to be able to keep both backers on the field most of the time and don't have to go to dime at all, that will change a lot of things on the defensive side of the ball. That there's no doubt. Amar, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Been a while. I can't wait to see the Packers roll on the Vikings. Let's fucking go. So damn hyped for this season. Need to watch the playoff loss out the mouth. Can't wait for transplants. Need to get a drink soon. Yes, Amar. Yes, we do. And dude, I share your enthusiasm. I cannot wait. John, return of the hotness. All your favorite segments are back, baby. Be ready for tomorrow night. Let's go. Let's go. Vikings fans talk so much shit for a franchise that chokes so much in big games. All right. Well, okay. Let's just ease up on the choking talk, because if there's a team that's been the poster child for choking in big games, maybe the last decade or so, the Green Bay Packers are probably on that poster. So I feel you. I hear what you're saying about the Vikings, but probably not the best way to attack them. That's all I'm saying. This is not a very, not a great thing to lord over them. It ain't like the Packers have just rolled up to these big games and gone winning away. Yeah, that hasn't been the case too much. But yes, I mean, Vikings fans, they can only talk so much until you say, oh, really? Like, where were you when they won their last championship? Oh, they've never done that. Oh, that's funny that you're still talking so much shit. You don't even know what it's like to win a championship. And that's always my favorite thing when they talk about the ridiculousness of, oh, they're wasting Aaron Rodgers, or they wasted having Favre and Rodgers. Really? Because I saw them win a Super Bowl twice after I spent decades thinking they were going to fold. I remember those days vividly. I have those memories for the rest of my life. What do you got? A fucking stolen soccer chant in a bird-killing stadium? Good for you. I'll sit over here with my memories of a championship. You sit over there being plastic and soulless. See, that's how you attack a Vikings fan. Like, the choking in big games thing, I don't think we really have the ammo there. Who's my week one MVP? Whew, that's a really good question. David Bakhtiari, if he plays, because I can't wait to see him handle Zadarius. Man, Z been talking a lot of junk, and I like Z. I like Z a lot. Love what he did for the Packers. Love what he did to help change the culture when Matt got hired. Really set things right in Green Bay from a team that, and a franchise that had settled into the doldrums under McCarthy. And then things really got a new page and a new direction with Z's help, especially in the locker room, around the kind of vibe of the team. Love it. I really appreciate it. I mean, he's talking a lot of junk now. And I cannot wait to watch David Bakhtiari just lock his ass up. That's what I'm talking about. Z was a fan favorite immediately. Absolutely. For the reasons I'm talking about. He was a breath of fresh air. He was so good, man. The vibe was immaculate. And it all fell apart. I purposely tell Cowboys fans that they've only had 4 playoff wins in 20 years, so they have to correct me. It's 2. That's really good. That's really good. I like that a lot. Minnesota's trophy room currently houses a vacuum cleaner and a mop. Fair enough. I got that one. Just want to make sure I don't miss any super chats. Every single Vikings player career is wasted with that logic. Every single one. Yep. I know Ramage says that all the time, and it's true. I mean, what are they going to do? So you've just wasted every single player you've ever drafted or ever signed. Well done. Donnie, thank you for the super chat. I just want to say you're one of my favorite people, and I appreciate all your hard work. Thanks for fun times, even when life gets dark. Thank you, Nags. Donnie, that's really nice of you, man. Thank you so much for the support, and thank you so much for the kind words. I really appreciate it, man. Thank you. Who do you expect to see most of the snaps inside next to Kenny? Anthony, that's a great question. I would suspect on early downs you'll see Dean Lowry and Jerron Reed. That will probably be your base kind of 3-man line. We all know they will probably jump to a 2-man line a lot of the time. In that case, I think they'll flip between Lowry and Reed. I think TJ Slayton will get some run on early downs throughout the game, try to keep Kenny fresh in that regard. I'm fascinated to see how they utilize the front and if there's any kind of wrinkle that we didn't get to see a ton of in camp that they try to unleash, so to speak. Slayton season, right. Sounding not as stuffed up today, Negler. You had me worried with your pick from Urgent Care over the weekend. Phil, I'm still feeling it. I tell you what, man, I feel so stuffed up. I'm glad I don't sound it as bad, maybe, but I'm still stuffed to hell. And yeah, thankfully, everything came back negative. Flu negative, COVID negative, everything negative. So I'm good. I'm in the clear that way. But I'll tell you what, man, I felt like garbage over the weekend. I'm feeling a little better now. Lazard or not, I'm excited to see our young wide receivers. I hear you, Edward. Absolutely. I can't wait to get those guys out on the field, especially Dobbs, Watson, maybe even Torre, although I suspect he probably would be in street clothes. But yeah, man, let's get it. Let's hit the ground running. Let's get those guys some action. And again, with Watson, who's not barely played with the team, just a couple of plays. That's all. I just want to see a package or two. Is that too much to ask? Good afternoon, Caveh. How are you, man? Devontae Wyatt going to have 17 sacks. Logan, is that on Sunday? Oh, for the season? Okay. Aim high. I like it. I like the go get it nature of that. Every single Vikings. Oh, wait. Packers going to win in week one? I'll give my official prediction on Friday. Friday is the official prediction day. So you'll have to wait and see. Played your song on a road trip with the boys to see our alma mater's home opener on Saturday. Catchy. Thanks, Tom. Thanks for checking it out. Really appreciate it. What are your opinions of the defense finishing top two, not two? Woo, John. Look, I know we're all really excited about the Packers defense, as am I. But let's slow down a little bit. Let's get off the field on third down. Let's stop the run on first down. Let's do a few things. Let's rupture some pockets. Let's make a quarterback hurry the throw and throw an interception. Let's do some stuff before we start talking about top two, not two for the defense. I'm all for it, man. I'm rooting for it. But I gotta see a little bit first before I get there. Ryan, thank you for the super chat. Can we just use chat in happy hour? You can absolutely use the chat in happy hour. In fact, lots of people do. I always see at the end of the happy hour, I open up the chat usually towards the end. There's like tons of conversations going on that we haven't talked about at all on the Zoom call. So yes, Ryan, 1,000,000,000%. Come hang out. Just use the chat. Whatever you want, dude. We're here for you. We're connecting Packers fans. It's a lot less about me, Corey, or whoever, and it's all about you guys and what you want to talk about. You guys drive it. So if you just want to chat, that's cool, dude. 100%. Am I crazy to think that the playoffs, I'd rather be the wild card? That's when we play best. Edward, I feel that. I know that's been a sentiment expressed by a lot of Packers fans throughout this offseason. And look, I'm never going to not want home playoff games. I'm always going to want playoff games at Lambeau Field. I understand fans that don't. I understand fans that think, oh, yep, I think they'll be better off as a wild card. And, you know, rock and roll. If they go on the road, cool. I'll obviously be rooting for them. If they're at home, cool. I'll obviously be rooting for them. I don't really care as long as they're in the dance. Do you remember that last year under McCarthy when they didn't make the playoffs? Remember, like, think about that being the norm. Like, last week of the season, regular season game, last one's done, and you're done. No more. Finito. That shit sucks. Like, I just want to get in the playoffs. If it's a wild card, cool. If it's win a number one seat, cool. Still got to win games, you know? So I understand. Like, again, I say it. I totally get that sentiment. And if that's what floats your boat, man, root for it. Go for it. I'm always going to be rooting for home playoff games. Always and forever. Phil, thanks for the super chat, bud. Favorite dynamic duo of wide receivers? Robert Brooks, Antonio Freeman. Donald Driver, Greg Jennings, Jordy Nelson, Devontae Adams. Also, is Watson Dobbs the next great pairing? Could be Phil on that final one. But as for my favorite, man, I don't know. That's a tough one. I mean, Brooks and Freeman is the one that probably got me most excited growing up. But I don't know. What about Sharp and Phillip Epps? What about James Lofton and John Jefferson? Obviously, I would say probably Lofton Jefferson when I was a kid. That's what got me most excited. I mean, when they traded for Jefferson, I thought we were going to the Super Bowl. Of course, that didn't quite happen. But that was the one that really excited me when I was a kid, 100%. Nags, what goes through your mind during that first kickoff of the year? You know what? I'm usually pretty numb at that point, the fact that we finally made it. And I'm just like kind of elated and out of my own mind, you know, kind of see myself from 30,000 feet. But we'll see. This year I'll probably be thinking, oh God, is the feed up? Can people hear us? That'll be really what I'm thinking. Does not having a true number one wide receiver help the opposing defense because their number one corner can run free? Well, it's two ways to look at it, right? Possibly, to your point, that the number one, you can match up wherever you want. Possibly, some teams run sides, like this guy always plays on the left, this guy always plays on the right. Maybe it allows them to spin the wheel a little bit more as far as coverages go. They don't have to block a guy on a certain receiver, so it gives them some more freedom. But at the same time, it gives the Packers offense a lot more unpredictability. And you don't know, if you're a defensive coordinator, where to roll coverage. Are you rolling coverage to Alan Lazard? Oh, okay, well, we'll just take advantage on the other side with Watkins or Aaron Jones in the slot or what have you. So, yeah, it certainly frees defensive coordinators up from having to focus on a particular guy. But it can help the Packers as far as keeping defenses off balance. You know, it's kind of a double-edged sword. A little bit. All right, everybody, I'm gonna have to get going. Can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Patreon members and Carry the G Club members, I'll see you at the happy hour in a couple hours. The rest of you, please just hit like, hit subscribe, and I'll see you on Packer Transplants tomorrow night. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a good night. Go Pack, go.